brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Wait, wait, wait. Don't change the channel just yet. Because this is a sip segment where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always, we might be the best thing on at 2 a.m., depending on specifically...
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
The dude is always right. This is a one-hour show that is mildly enhanced and entertaining for 14 minutes
today. Hey, these aren't enhanced. These are my naturals.
We're going for 16 today.
Brent will be the judge of that later. That's all I have to say. Negotiate well.
Banned once again.
And often. That's correct. Well, this is good old boy Mike, and joining me here at the table are some of the coolest co-hosts that we've always had here in our SIP segments.
Who's coming?
Yeah, I know. How about that?
Why are they not here yet?
Made Man Bob is joining me.
Howdy, howdy.
Good old gal Denise.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Made Man Maury.
Sweet dreams.
Sweet dreams. You're saying made of this. Buy in advance.
Is
that your greeting process?
That is.
Yeah, I look forward to coming to your house. Mm-hmm. You know? Hello and goodbye. And Dr. Glue. Good old boy Justin.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks
very much
for being so wordy today.
Yes.
Peace and love. Peace and love.
Smell like glue, Justin.
That's fine. Ignore Ringo. Don't introduce Ringo.
Well, our SIP segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, and coffee. And today we have a unique blind tasting. No, you have to open your eyes, Justin.
Okay.
Keep them closed. Okay. I have selected three American whiskeys and three Scotch whiskeys, all with various ages. We have all tasted these with absolutely no labels other than A, B, or C. All right, so I've tried to keep this all fair with no finished barrels or anything to alter the whiskey other than time and wood. That's it. Brent has a natural older who's going to join us on the bourbon segment a little bit later, but that may toss off all this out of whack. So, you know, just you'll have to get through that. The two other lawyers at the table are banned from saying anything that is close to it depends, okay?
Oh, there goes my billing.
But you don't want him to be sitting in a puddle. Depends is what keeps him dry.
Doc, well, you cannot overbill anybody for any of this process whatsoever, okay?
This is NPR.
About Bob's upholstery.
This is correct. NPR. This is not Medicaid. Yeah.
So this episode was inspired by the thousands of conversations that we have had about age statements and observing consumer behavior with you know, such information around a particular product. I thought we could actually use someone that sounds old or with age, and well, Maury, that's you,
thank
man.
You.
So I want you to see if you can park your walker over there and tell everybody what we're actually going to be doing with your teeth in this time, please. I'd appreciate it. Use the good fixident this time. All
okay.
Right?
Well, thank you. You know, it's less important to have teeth than it is to have pants. And I do want to point out that the pantsless horseman
pants are
actually
so overrated.
Is actually the oldest member of this cast.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No lie.
No lie. Wow. No lie.
I will ask Brent to keep his teeth in the future as well.
Okay, so here are our sips ratings with our signature sounds.
That means Maury's overplaying the part.
Yes. One sip.
Winnie
please
the Pooh.
Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth.
Ganga Dean, water. Ganga Dean, bring water. Bring water.
Two sips. Nice. But what else do you have?
What was that?
Yeah, isn't that nice?
I think he accidentally set on one of the boys. It happens when you get old. They kind of hang low.
They hang a little low.
Yeah, I know. I'm a nurse.
Three.
It's a hemorrhoid-free day, boy. Okay? Don't overplay the part, man.
Interesting. What was this again?
Interesting.
Four sips. Let's keep this a secret to ourselves. Pour me another.
That's classified.
And creepy.
Five sips.
That's the guy with the van.
I was unaware anything could be this good.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
That sounds like the guy in the van with no windows.
Yes.
The one that says free candy on the side.
Yep.
Right. Yeah. Come over here, kids. Next to my walker. Just rub it gently. Well, we flipped a coin earlier whether we were going to cover Scotch or American whiskeys first. And, well, Brent is a loser on this one, so we're actually going to start with Scotch.
Yes.
And then Justin and Brent are going to swap out. So, look, this is very simple. We have samples A, B, and C. We're going to go through each of these. We have some questions, which is, you know, which one's oldest, you know, guess that age, you know, which was the youngest and guess that age. And, you know, then a simple question, which is, you know, do consumers buy these products by age statement? And is this actually driving, you know, kind of marketing and pricing around it, which, you know, that's probably the nut of a lot of our conversations around age, which is, I wouldn't pay that for that, you know.
But we already know that to be true. Consumers are biased by age statements.
Have you met the people from Alabama? You can also. It's yes. About balance of the trailer, man. You know, so the 175 actually levels that bad boy out. Right. So, you know,
that's
right.
True.
Well, and if you got true. A double wide, dude, you better buy both two cases of Bud Light and the Doers, okay? So,
because that's pinkies up.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So let's start off here with Scotch, is what we're going to start off with here. So let's go with sample A. Did you think it was the oldest or the youngest?
And I thought it was the oldest. I thought
tasting notes you had around it.
I did
thought
too.
A was really nice. It was a little on the lighter side, but it was balanced. It was smooth. It had a beautiful mouthfeel, had a medium finish. It was a classic all-day sipper, everyday Scotch. I thought it was delicious, and I estimate it to be about 15 years old.
Ooh,
wow.
First one guess, 15. All right.
I also guess 15 years old, and
he cheated.
It was sweet, but the glue note in this one is definitely late semester glue.
Late semester.
Yeah, it's not the first week of middle school.
Sensory it's training.
The that's end. What I'm saying. Yeah.
It's at the end. No, what'd I thought it, I thought it was the oldest. I didn't want to say 15. Oh. But then I looked at my notes and another one was 12. So I have to say more than 12. And I guess 15 would be a really good number for that. On the nose, I was a little concerned. But then on the palate, there it was.
Palette
it's
was
definitely
delicious.
The oldest, or at least I believe it was the oldest. But the nose, I really didn't get anything on the nose, but I was pleasantly surprised.
No, the nose was not really enticing. It did not really invite you into what was to come. Yep.
No, a little grassy, a little spicy. Nice.
I want to hear Bob first. What do you think about sample A?
Ringer. There's always a ringer.
You cannot say the words Mercurochrome or Band-Aid.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Or
it's been nice hearing from you today.
A was a nice, light, classic style malt. B was...
No, we're just talking about A.
We're just
right
talking
now.
About A. Stick to the subject at hand.
So what... Did you think A was the oldest or the youngest? And if you had to say what age, you know, you were guessing there.
I think it was definitely older than six. It's hard to tell with something that's peated because that throws you off. So, I mean, it could be a toss up, I think, between four and five or A and B. And I'm probably going to lean towards A, maybe 10 years, 12 years.
Ooh, 12. I think the most interesting part of what you guys are saying is, you're saying 15 is actually old Scotch. And I mean, that is like in the middle of most, you know, age for Scotch. And you're saying that this is, so Mari, you said this is the oldest product.
Yes.
Right? Denise, did you?
Yes.
I think that's what you
out
said
of the
as well.
Three. Yes.
Interesting.
I didn't say 15 isn't old for a Scotch, but of these three, I thought this was the oldest.
Well, I just figured since Mike brought it, 15 would probably be about as old as he'd ever go, the cheap son of a.
Yeah. That's kind of, well, I didn't want to say that, but that's what I was thinking.
I thought this was in the middle of the three.
You thought it was in the middle.
But Bob said something about peat. Did you guys get any peat on this first whiskey?
I got none.
No.
No. I wrote down floral and honeysuckle were the main two components that I had around this.
It's hard to judge the age. You know, when you're dealing with
the back end of the palate of this. It's not a wood bomb. I actually wrote down, I've put it in the middle, you know, of, I did peg it as a 15 year, but I was saying that I thought that this was not the oldest product in the lineup. So it's interesting. Let's rate this up and then I'll do the reveal. What did you guys think of what this was from 1 to 5 here? So I see it is our SIPs rating for sample A, which I'll tell you about in 1 second, is a 4.
That's classified.
And the big reveal for this is...
Drum roll.
What part of Scotland do you think it's from? I didn't ask you that.
Highland.
Speyside.
The part with Scotsman in it.
Huh. Well, it's from Ireland, laddie. It's Bunhaven.
Wow.
It's a 27-year classic cask. So this is Alan's product, you know, that all of you have probably tasted before, is a 27-year Bunhaven. And
I have the 25 Bunhaven. Mm-hmm. It tastes nothing like this.
It tastes nothing like some of the others. And that's what's so interesting is that, with Bunhaven, especially the amount of wood presentation that you get off some of the advanced age, you know, elements of Bunhaven, and especially the level of peat has a huge marginal, you know, change, you know, around this. So knowing that, would you, you know, pony up the big bucks? You know, this is probably $300+, you know, on the market.
It's a delicious scotch. I don't know that I'd willingly spend $300 on it.
Interesting. Is it because you wouldn't spend $300 on a 15 year and that's what you thought it was?
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. Huh.
But I think that having tasted it makes a difference. Walking in and seeing it as a 27 year old Bunhaven, you wouldn't think twice about spending $300. But on the palate, I think it drinks like a buck and a half.
We'll be right back with you. Rat bastard Mike in just a second after this episode.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Hey, welcome back to this Sips episode of Sips, Suds, and Smokes today. On today's episode, it is a blind tasting that we're going through 3 American whiskeys and 3 Scotch products. And we're just trying to talk a little bit about age and age statements. And, you know, can you guess, you know, what's in the glass, you know, today? So welcome to this Guess My Age, or, you know, Mike, that rat bastard is screwed with us again, depending on how you want to call this episode. So let's move on to sample B of the scotches. What did you think of that one? And are you, first off, are you revising, you know, your tasting notes? You're like, oh man, that's old. And so now I know that I've eliminated, you know, now I know which one's youngest and which one's in the middle.
No, I didn't revise mine.
All right.
Nope. No revisions needed. No.
All right. So what do you think of sample B, Justin?
So it was smoky, peaty. It definitely had like a lot of malt notes and, it was definitely like mid-semester glue.
Mid-semester.
Mid-semester.
Today. You know? Yeah. Sensory training. That's all I was saying.
And I thought it was on the younger side. So I would say about 6 years old.
Mm, there's one guess.
Wow.
Interesting.
And definitely not a Speyside.
Main man Bob, what do you think of sample B of our scotches here?
I liked it. But I like Pete, so that one automatically is going to appeal to me.
I always knew you were playing for the other team. So
it,
most of us like Jane.
It was very nice.
Like,
it was not overdone. Had a nice palate to it. Had a good
peaty flavor, but it wasn't, you know, cloying and mouth coating and, you know, ruins you for the rest of the day. It's got a real nice light nose. I enjoyed it. I thought it was very good.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Good old gal Denise. What do you think of
Simple? I thought it was the youngest of the lineup.
Oh, interesting.
I gave it around 10 years. And the reason for that, honestly, is I love peat. So I'm like Bob. I love peat. And I love the nose, and I was very excited. But honestly, it felt very one note, a little just peat, and wasn't really well-rounded enough and didn't have a great mouthfeel. I mean, it wasn't unpleasant, but I would have liked a little bit more of a flavor profile. And I thought maybe that all that peat without the flavor profile going to make it a little bit younger. So I give it 10 years.
But I
would drink it. I mean, don't get me wrong.
Well, having nothing to do with who and how and where and what, I actually agree with just about everything that Denise said.
Holy heck.
Do we have a sound effect for that?
Yeah, can the angels sing?
Where will be wedded bliss today?
Without looking at your notes, I called it a 10-year-old. I thought it was the youngest of the group. It was definitely peaty and smoky. And I agree with you. It just was not as inspiring as some of the things we've had.
And I tend to like more peat than you do.
It was really one note. And there was nothing inherently wrong with it. It just was not complex. It was just somewhat ordinary.
My own notes around Sample B, the peat is definitely up front on this.
There's
a lot of floral components around this. I actually wrote down daisies,
but they come in late. Flowers. You got to really let it air out to get that.
I thought it was mid palate. It finished out really complex, and I actually thought this was the oldest of the flight.
Really?
And
I'm thinking Ardbeg.
Yeah,
that's just me.
I'm just thinking Lagavulin.
So let's rate this up here of what you thought of Sample B from 1 to 5 here.
We're
going to call it a 3, sips rating of 3. And this Sample B is going to be the youngest product.
Yay!
And it is Ardmore 8.
Well, calling it a Lagavulin 10 is not far off.
That's not far. Yeah.
Yeah. Wrong age and different distillery, but you're right. Right there.
Other than that,
exactly the same thing. Yeah. Right.
It's a scotch.
It's scotch. Yeah.
You got the right island. Got the right country out of that one.
At least
way to go, Maury.
At least I didn't call it Islay.
Or I slay.
Or you slay. We all slay.
I think one of the more interesting parts of these two products is that if you had asked me up front, and even the way I captured my own notes, is that I don't really think that I've paid attention to the way that peat interplays with age. And between these two products, the youngest product had the strongest peat presentation. And over time, that became more subtle with the Bunnahabhain. But I don't know that is a really strong... That holds true, you know, across all of.
But I think that does hold true for Bunnahabhain. I've noticed with Bunnahabhain, as it gets older, the peat fades. And the older the Bunnahabhain, the less peat there is. Their 25 is also not very heavily peated, but more so than the 27. So I think it depends.
You can say that, Doc. The other lawyers at the table can't say that today.
That's right.
Well,
I've exercised my Trump card.
It depends. You've overbilled somebody for that comment.
Here's a Trump card. It's a fantastic Trump card. It's the greatest Trump card anyone has ever seen.
It's huge.
It is huge. It's the most amazing Trump card.
Somehow, some way. All right. So our last Sample C of the scotches. What did you think of that one? Oldest, youngest, age?
In the middle.
Middle.
Oldest. In the middle for me.
What's your age guess, good old gal Denise?
10 to 12.
12. When do your tasting notes around this one?
Oh, I like this, actually. I like the nose. I thought on the palate, especially, I really thought that it had a nice flavor profile. It was sweet and florally. Lovely. I mean, not on a winter's day, but definitely I could sip this by the pool. In the summer.
That's something that kind of caught me back by this flight was the element of floral.
Absolutely.
And actually in all three of these.
Yeah. And I enjoy that.
And
so
most people, if you probably ask them straight up about scotch, you're like, oh, you're going to taste peat and wood, and that's it.
Right.
And
I really thought you were just getting in touch with your feminine side with all the flowers.
Well, that's okay.
For as good as all these were, you know.
Yeah.
Main Man Murder, what did you think of sample C here? Versus
I liked it. I agree with Nurse Denise.
He almost said ratchet. He almost said ratchet.
Bite my tongue.
He had to
one step stop. Forward, three steps back.
That's right. Okay.
I think it's a pleasant all-day nice sipper. It's a beautiful single malt. It's well-made. It's about 12 years old. I think it comes from the Highland. I love the floral notes on it. I think it's got a beautiful, subtle palette with lots of finesse. I liked it.
You gave it the same age, 10 to 12?
I said 12.
Yeah.
12. Okay.
Spot on 12.
Little boy Justin, what do you think of this one?
I thought it was 20 years old. It was sweet. And as far as the glue note on this one, it was like fresh.
Fresh.
The school year just
new
started.
Glue, new container.
Summer's over. So you're sad about that, but happy about the new glue.
Yeah.
So it was really, really good. I was like, rated this one highly.
Yeah.
Made Man Bob.
It's got some really nice sweet floral notes to it. It definitely improved with water. I don't know, about 12. Thinking about 12 years, about 12 maybe 10.
As well. Some of my own tasting notes here around sample. I wrote subtle was the very first word that I wrote. It just, it was one of those things that nothing was really kind of, you know, incredibly accentuating. It went a lot of peat, a lot of wood,
right.
The sugar components. And the second word, it's... I hope somebody steals this tasting note because it was flowers in a drive-by. It was like somebody, you know, just walking by.
It's the runaway bride.
Yeah. It wasn't all there, but it definitely went by my palate. You know, I don't know if it was at pace or slow or whatever.
I like that description.
Description.
The runaway bride.
Cool. It wasn't all the way floral, but there was something that went through there. Yeah. It was peaty on the finish. So... And again, you know, it's that same, you know, that same conception. You're like, well, if it's peaty, then I think that, you know, it's been in the wood long enough and it probably is going to have some. I actually guess this as the youngest product, you know, between the three. Let's rate this up and talk about it.
Three
here. Let's see. So our sips rating here for sample C is going to be a 3.
Interesting.
And the big reveal on what this is Glenfarclay, 12.
12. Okay.
Yes.
Nailed it with a 12.
Yeah, so yeah. A lot of us hit the age statement around this, except Dr. Glue. And, you
well,
know,
because it's new glue. It's
on fresh. The outside. Right.
That threw me off.
And me. I guessed it was the youngest in the lineup as well. So, I don't know. Well worth it. Do you think you would have? I have no idea what Glenfarclay, you know, 12 costs. So. I'm guessing it's like
not,
$50.
Yeah, it's not real expensive.
Okay. Would you consider this a good middle of the road average, you know?
Scotch? I think this is worth the money. Yeah. I think this is spot on in terms of price and quality and value. It's definitely something that anybody can enjoy. It's an easy sipper. It's a nice.
Even Brent would like this.
Mid to entry level. Even Brent could drink it.
No, he wouldn't.
Yeah, he's about to hop on microphone here in a bit. I am curious if he's been sampling any of the scotches today just out of his...
And it's a fraction of the cost of number one, the Boonehaven. And I think for the money, you can't go wrong with this.
I agree. Probably at the price point and considering the exponential element of it all, I would have the Glenfarclay 12 all day long, you know, for $50 or $60. Sure.
Yeah.
You know, you bet.
I'd drink the Boonehaven if it was on your dime. But if I had to go out and buy it.
Well, thanks, Doc. I appreciate it.
If I had to go out and buy it at whatever it's going to cost for a 27-year-old,
he said it came out of his bottle, so you are drinking it off
that's
of him.
Right.
So, yeah, that's much better.
Well, thank you.
That's why it tastes so good. Yeah. You know, if I had to pay for it, it'd be
a step in it.
Down a notch or two.
Well, I thought we'd take a break here from our discussion with a topic worthy of discussion. And I was, you know, there's always interesting things that kind of run by me, but this storyline was really quite funny. So it was about an artist that ends up taking a museum's $84,000 to return the blank canvas titled Take the Money and Run. So Jens Anning says he has no plans to repay the Neusden Museum of Modern Art, which expected him to incorporate the cash into a new artwork. According to Euronews, Tom Bateman, a museum spokesperson, says the institution is a written agreement, a contract, with Yanning that the money must be returned when the exhibit ends on January 16th, 2022. But the artist tells Danish radio program P1 Morgan that he has no plans. I don't know how you say that in Danish, but he ain't returning the money. So the work is that I've taken the money. That's, you know, about as, you know, subtle as he's made it. So he drew inspiration from the pay Newsom offered from the artwork. Per Euro News, his contract included a display fee of $1,500 and a reimbursement for expenses up to $1,600. Yanning tells P1 that he had to spend roughly $3,900 of his own money on the work.
Oh,
that is the most expensive blank canvas I think you'd ever purchase on the free planet. Were you like leveling it with the, you know, ley lines of the earth or something for $3,900? So anyway, the museum hung in the canvas in the spot where it had planned to put Hanning's work as part of an exhibit called Work It Out. I don't know which is more entertaining, the fact that the piece is called Take the Money and Run, or it's in a part called Work It Out.
So. How's that even possible?
So oh, no. Which scotch would this artist be drinking? Sample A, B, or C?
No, he's drinking something.
He'd be drinking A on scotch. Your dime.
I'm thinking he's smoking something really, really highly powerful.
Do you think this was like a premeditated thing?
Yes.
Before he took, you think he knew what he was going to do before he took the money?
He knew it, no question. That was his plan all along. Take the money and run.
Take the money. Do you think he came up with the title first, and then he went and bought the $3,900 canvas?
Yes. I do. That's my theory. I'm sticking to it. Denise, what do you think?
I think that, you know, they're in dispute over a contract, but I think there's going to be a new, different type of contract for him. I think for a lot less, they can...
bump him off?
Are they going to call it
the... For $600, they can have him put in a hole.
Jen's yawning, you know, script part of the, you know, contract itself.
Mm.
You know, yeah. The cost of diesel fuel and renting a backhoe is excavator has gone up exponentially.
You know, there's a million square miles Everglades west of us, and there's an entire ocean east of us. $600, he could go away. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Right. Well, new contract.
You know, art is in the eye of the beholder. So he hung a blank canvas and called it art.
Do you think he wrapped up the canvas before he walked in with it? You know, and then he did like a big unveil, or he just walked in with a blank canvas?
Yeah,
I do. I think he unveiled it like this.
Put a sticker beside it.
It's like the king's new clothes. What's that little nursery book about the king's invisible clothes?
It probably still had the price sticker on it from Michael's Craft Shop.
You know which book I'm talking about?
Well, joining us here at the table is Made Man Brent.
All I know is you guys said Pete way too many times for me to be in that first episode. So I think it was 27.
Brent, you've heard our discussion here about this artist. Do you think that his canvas was too big or too small for $3,900?
Well, definitely too small.
Would you just pull in like an 8x10 and just, you know, like some double stick tape and just slap it on the wall and go, I'm good.
Just rent a projector and pulse the image on there, and it's cheaper way to do it.
Somebody did duct tape a banana or banana peel to his canvas last year or the year before?
What did he get for that banana?
You know, duct tape.
No.
And then some guy went up and took it off and ate it.
That's right. Yeah. I forgot about that.
I know what you're thinking. It wasn't me.
Well,
I wasn't there.
Well, I think the exhibit that we should go for would be of Brent sitting in his chair, drinking scotch, going, it's too much peat. Call it unhappy whiskey, American whiskey gentleman. Well, I'm so glad that Brent has joined us for the next part of our discussion here about age and whiskeys for our American whiskey series. Now, I know that I called this bourbon. I will tell you that these are not all bourbons, you know, in this lineup, so don't go there. But they are all American whiskeys. None of these have been finished in anything. It's just, again, the distillate in wood and time and have been poured in here in our glass. So we're going to go through the same process here. Step right up. Let's hear our carnival barker here, Bob, to introduce us to this segment.
Play the game. Everyone's a winner.
Yeah, hear that, Justin? Everybody's a winner. So
everyone gets a trophy.
Right. Sample A, you know, did you think it was the youngest? Did you think it was the oldest? You know, what age did you think it was? We'll start with Made Man Mori here.
Well, I'm sorry that you started here. Because unlike the scotches,
we all are.
Unlike the scotches, I found these incredibly difficult to age and to decide which was the oldest, youngest, etc. I thought they were all nice. I didn't want to pour any of them out. I enjoyed them thoroughly, and I am clueless as to number one.
Yes. So really? Non sequitur passes. You can say it depends if you want to. You can go for it.
Well, it doesn't actually depend. It's just that it's nice. It's delicious.
Made Man Brent, what'd you think of sample A?
I thought sample A was the youngest. I thought it was the youngest. I thought it may have been a blended. I thought it was like a 7 year. And that's what I would put it at.
Oh, I put it 6 to 8. So I didn't pick it as the youngest.
To say that
you didn't pick it as the youngest.
I did not.
Oh,
I changed my notes.
You changed
it? I put sample A. Well, I put it as the youngest.
I only put it as youngest because it was the one that I was least impressed with. Okay. I enjoyed them all.
Okay,
I enjoyed them all, but I would just because so. So I'm one of these people, I think, sometimes...
He enjoys anything with ethanol?
Yeah. Yes. Anything.
That sounds like a good t-shirt. You know, I'll anything for anything with ethanol. So if you had to guess an age...
One boob for ethanol?
Yeah, probably. Absolutely, for sure.
Oh, yes.
6, 8, 10, 12, 24. Hike!
So
what's your guess?
The age?
Yeah.
I said 7, yeah, 7 years 7. Old. Oh, I said 7, yeah.
I said 6.
All right. Made Man Bob, would any quick notes here on this before the break?
I'd say probably 6 to 7.
6 to 7. Any other tasting notes you want to talk about?
It was a little bit light. The nose on it was okay. It's not really jumping out at me, so...
Interesting. My own quick tasting notes and guess here is I actually thought this was the oldest. Some of my tasting notes, it was kind of sweet. I thought there was some wood on this. You know, I was probably guessing that this was maybe 12 was probably my guess, you know, around this. So I'm the outlier in terms of guessing age. Hey, we'll be right back after this break.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling. Wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, welcome back to this episode of Sips, Suds, and Smokes. On today's Sips segment, we are talking about age statements, not the age of Made Man Maury, and whiskeys.
Thank you.
We can talk about you. Mike? We can talk about your second Walker if you want, man.
Okay. So,
I like the green one.
If I saw him in you half, know? You couldn't count the rings. Come on.
So what we're doing here today is we have three samples of American whiskeys, A, B, and C. We're just talking about what is our best guess about the age of these and some of our tasting notes and our rating for this product. What is going to be your rating here for sample A?
I gave it 3 sips. And oh, sorry.
Bob, what's yours? Oh, all right. We're going to call it a 3.
Interesting.
And the big reveal here of what sample A is going to be is Evan Williams 12. So right off the bat with a reference standard right there, should have been, you know, dead middle of everything. And who said 12? Did I say 12? I don't think I did.
I don't know what.
Several of us gave it the oldest.
Did you give it the oldest?
No, I did not.
6, 7, 6, and 12 were the ages that I wrote down.
Well, but I thought everything else was younger.
Okay.
So it was still my oldest.
Oh, okay. Of course he did. Yes. Yeah.
I thought it was the oldest, so I was a little off on that.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a product, and she just has small hands. Really well.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean,
yes, Sean. Thank you.
This is in the middle, you know, from the age statement perspective. I mean,
I would argue it's on the older side of bourbon. There are not a lot of mainstream bourbons older than 12.
That's sad that you would say that now. I don't think that was always the case.
No, but I agree. You can't get them.
Evan Williams 12 is probably a little difficult to get a hold of, you know.
No, but it's okay. But everything else that's older that is impossible to get a hold of.
Man, Brent, what'd you think? Was that even remotely close to what you thought you were enjoying?
No, not even remotely close. So I thought I was drinking a blended whiskey because it tasted more. I didn't have any notes that put it out to any particular distillery. And so that's why I thought it was a blended and young at that. You know, 7 years old, I nailed. So,
well, I will help you through some of this. So none of these are a blended age. These are all age stated products that we have. We have one single barrel in here. So, that's the only sort of ish ringer ish, you know, kind of thing that I did here with the layout. Let's hear the Carnival Barker invite us here for sample B.
Play the game. Everyone's a winner.
Yeah, that was for you, Made Man Brent. Everybody's a winner.
We are all winners here.
Yes, except some people. Even Brent got a
trophy today.
All right, sample B. What did you think was the age of this one?
Well, that was a tough one. Ooh. I thought it was. I called this the youngest.
You called this the youngest?
Yeah.
And I can see why you would call it the youngest, you know, because it was.
It was a little green. And woody, but then it was green. And I'm like, you know, it's got to be the youngest.
Huh.
I don't know.
It's young.
Yeah.
Young, but not, I don't know if it's the youngest.
But not the youngest of the three.
Five.
After it sat with air for a long time here, it really does come out.
I got four. What am I going to get here? I got 4 to 5, 6, 7. Yeah. What do you think is going to be your age here?
Six it'll be.
It is. All right.
Bobby Joe, what do you got from Bobby Joe?
Six.
What? So, Denise, what drove you to some of that conclusion of, you know, was it the presentation of the wood or around this? Or, I mean, why did you think it was so young?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, at first, I didn't think it was that young. But then on the finish, it just was very green and young. And I went back and I tried it again and a third time, and it's just still there. I actually like the flavor. I like the wood. It's almost a little too wooded.
Oh, I'm recording that clip. Yeah.
Definitely. You have a copy of that?
First off, you started out with Denise, here's the presentation of the wood.
The wood.
And when you said that, Maury had a flashback to their honeymoon.
But there's a lot of wood without the complexities of the other flavors that I really enjoy. So,
sounds like a frat party.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So that's why I called it the youngest.
A lot of wood without any complexities.
Young and inexperienced wood. I got it.
I thought the proof of this one was higher than the other one.
Yes.
You know,
higher than number one, but not as high as number three.
Right. Right. And this one, this one kind of threw me off as like I originally thought it was about an 8, and then I dropped it down a little bit just because after I came back and revisited it after about 15, 20 minutes.
I dropped it down to a 4.
I will tell you that the proof of all these products are very, very close to each other.
Well, I will tell you, number three drank hot.
So none of them are at proof. I think these are all about 105 to 118 is probably the range of all three of these products. So.
But that just goes to show you that proof too can be very deceiving. We've drank stuff that's really high proof and doesn't drink hot at all, and we've drank stuff that's low proof and drinks hot. So my
own notes here around sample B. It's very sweet. It has a floral component around. Was there some wood around this? You know, I
got marzipan. I found it was overwhelmingly marzipan on both the nose and the palate.
I wrote it down as a 4-year-old. It was the youngest of the flight, you know, from my perspective. I
called it 5.
So, you know, so that's a lot of 4, 5s, and 6s. Mm-hmm. How are you guys going to rate this particular product here for sample B? It is going to be a 3 for sample B.
Interesting.
And sample B is going to be...
Spit it out.
Tell us. This is the oldest product, which is actually Dickel, and it's an 18-year single barrel product.
That peanutty corn comes out afterwards, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. This was Mike's screw with you at choice here. So,
what was the proof?
The bottle is over there. I'm going to ask Justin to pull it out of the box. He can bring it over here so you guys can check it out again. It's pretty interesting that I was actually talking with good old gal Carrie Ann, you know, to help me with
this. Is what I picked as a 12-year pick Dickel the other night. Yeah.
So
but it's 15-year Dickel.
This is 18-year Dickel. This is a single barrel that was actually, you know, bottled in 2003, and this is a store barrel pick. On the label they put 15,
but it's,
that is for a point of convenience with TTB labeling. But yes, this is a documented 18-year single barrel from Dickel. So this is
That was a surprise.
$59.
One day before my birthday, I'll take that one.
Yeah. Are you going to trade the Bowman from me? You know, you're going to take both. I don't even know why I even thought that he was going to share whatsoever.
I don't know what makes you think you're getting either.
So I will tell you a little bit of story that's going on right now with this particular product. Nicole is part of her going through a lot of the inventory. She's come on board at Dickel as she's really crawling through vast range of age statements and figuring out what products, you know, need to be blended and single barrels. And then she has some things that are completely out of character of mainline Dickel. And so one of the things they've done in the Middle Tennessee market is they have released about 30 single barrel advanced age Dickel products, and so the local retailer groups. And I don't think that this is going to be outside of probably that market. It might go statewide, but so it's interesting. I've tasted probably maybe 10 or 15 of these barrels. Actually, a part of a picking group, we've picked four of those barrels, and I've been very surprised at just how little wood is really on some of these products. And the last release that they did of an advanced stage product was the Dickel 17 in the 375, which I absolutely hated that product.
I did not like that one.
Most people did not like
that. I did not like that at all.
Yeah. And so
I still have one of those.
I think what's interesting is they're actually going to go back and revamp that product, Brent. You can cheer now. And they're going to re-release it, and they're actually using more of this style of, you know, advanced stage Dickel for the new age state 17. I think they're going to call it 17. So, yeah, worth $60.
Is it worth? Yes, it's worth $60.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That it is. And I might even buy a Dickel product for $60.
But we run into people all day long that they're like, you know, really, it's going to. I mean, a 17-year-old Dickel should be selling for a couple $100. You know, it's like,
well,
an 18-year Heaven Hill is, you know. It's you can't buy it all, you know, at retail for $150.
Well, I think that 17375 was $150 or 100. Yeah. So I mean, it's, you know, it is pricey.
Well,
but and 60, you're talking.
Well, that 17375 also jaded a lot of people. So
right. So I mean, you're talking a full 750 for $60 versus
it was expensive and wasn't that good. You know, if it was cheaper and it was a lot better, then you wouldn't mind ponying up a little bit more money.
Right. Well, let's get to our last bourbon here with sample C. What did you think of that one?
My favorite.
Mm-hmm. Your favorite.
This one was the favorite.
My favorite too.
This was the favorite of them all. You know, I thought it was very well balanced. I love the pop of it. You know,
you like the wood.
The wood is nice.
Yeah,
it's sweet.
But I mean, it's more than just wood, though.
It's nice.
It's more than wood. It's well balanced. There's nothing that's overpowering on it.
Age statement guess.
Yeah, age statement guess. I was going to say 12 years.
12 year.
I said 10 to 12 year.
10. All right.
I thought it was young.
You did?
Young. Yeah, I thought it was young. I gave it 4 to 5.
Well, I'm going to call it 5.
I thought it was any really nice. Tasting?
Why? So with that much wood, Maury, I mean, you would think that would be a lot older.
I think I was fooled by the proof. To me, this drink's hot. It's
118.
It's either high proof or young age or some combination thereof. But I gave it the youngest because of the heat and the it really needed a little bit of water to tone it down and make it pleasant on the palate.
I don't think it's particularly old. I think it was just higher up in the rickhouse. You know, I think it's like a Stag Junior. You know, it's something that's a little bit higher in the rickhouse. It may not be quite as old, but you're getting more of that wood. And
well,
more of
that on that note, I wanted to add from the last one. I thought that the last one was probably from the basement of the rickhouse. To be 18 years old and be that relatively non-woody from Dickel, I'm thinking that was probably in the basement.
Interesting.
We're already in the basement. It's not.
I know
here.
We're in the basement.
Bob, what was your guess? Basement.
I'm going to say probably 8. I'm thinking 8 to 10, maybe high tier.
Huh.
Like I said, it's more of a flavor forward, wood forward, but I think it's more heat cycled than it is age.
Interesting. My own tasting notes here around sample C. I actually wrote wood, and then it's sweet. And I actually thought this was a bit over oaked, and I thought it was the oldest product.
Really?
Of the bunch, you know, because of just that intensity of wood off this. I actually thought it was a 15 year. And so it was interesting. It's obviously not the oldest because we went through that. Let's see your ratings here for sample C. So we're going to call it a 4 for sample C. And that product is going to be Old Kirk.
There you go.
It's a Old Kirk 6 year.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
So if you don't know this product,
that would make it the youngest.
It's made. Yes. This is the youngest of the flight. That is correct.
You got it.
And if you're not quite sure about this product, I think you guys tasted and rated an Old Kirk.
Not on the show.
No, not on the show. So just the flight.
We've had them.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we'll probably cover more in depth, you know, review this. If you're not familiar with Old Kirk, it's not widely distributed. It's a brand owned by Hotling out of San Francisco. This provenance of this juice is speculative, come from Willett. And so this is been sourced. It is being distributed by Best Brands out of Middle Tennessee. And it is going to be distributed currently in the Tennessee market only and may hit some additional states in the near future.
Proof?
I will see. So you think this is a, right here in front of
So is this a pot still?
Well, that
I mean, if it's Willett, I mean, is it a pot still Willett?
It should be a pot still. If it's
I want to say this was at 118. I have a picture in front of me.
It's definitely the hottest.
So I'm trying to look at the.
I thought it was the hottest of the group.
But
could easily just be their Collins still.
Sorry, I can't see the proof on it, but probably about 118. Well, interesting, you know, flights all the way around.
Yeah, so that was fun.
I think the first question I have, you know, probably is, has this changed your mind about, you know, age statements and, you know, whiskey and, you know, thinking that always older is better?
Sure.
It doesn't change my mind because I've drank enough to know that age and price and proof does not mean anything because you can have something that's younger and it's very good. And I've seen it with things like Peerless at a 2 year and, you know, Peerless Rye, like a 2 year versus some others, you know, and the price doesn't mean anything. And the proof doesn't mean anything. Just because it's a higher proof does not mean it's better.
Right.
It just has to taste good.
Or older.
Right.
Just has to taste good.
You know, right. It's
so are we saying shop with your palate, not with your eyes or your wallet?
Absolutely. Yeah.
But the problem is that very few places allow you to taste before you buy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's very simple. You just listen to this show and then we tell you and then you know what to buy.
This is true.
Done.
Or at least help you approach the concept of buying whiskey in a more informed manner and
I agree.
Ask the retailer, can I taste this before I buy it? Because, you know, if it's $300, I want to make sure it's worthy of $300, you know.
Or if you taste it and they think it's worth it and you don't,
Well,
they keep it.
Right.
Well, I really loved, you know, the discussion we've had today, you know, around all these products. And, you know, I found the whole exercise very enlightening. Look, hope you'll replicate this, you know, grab some tasting friends and, you know, blind everything up and do this on your own. I think it'll be, you know, rather interesting for all of you. I really enjoyed it. So,
does internet porn know you're cheating on it?
Not today. Well, we really hope you enjoyed this episode. You can catch all of our episodes where you found this episode on Terrestrial Radio, Satellite Radio, iTunes, Google Play, iHeartRadio, CBS Radio, Radio.com, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, PRX, and nearly anywhere you can listen to a podcast. Ask Uncle Larry. He will play it for you. The easiest way to find the show is ask any Gen Xer within 10 feet, probably, or someone that enjoys glue, Alexa, Siri, or play podcast, Sips, Suds, and Smokes. We'll be right there. No, Maury, it's not a button on your phone, man. You'll have to upgrade to the walker to get the built-in speakers next time.
Oh, thank you. You can't play it on that Cricket phone.
I'll take
phone.
One of your hand-me-downs.
Yeah. The Cricket phone.
Yeah, it doesn't play on the Cricket phone. Sorry.
Podcast player. We love your feedback, and you can reach us online anytime at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Please do not complain about everybody. Our daily tasting notes flow out on Twitter. Our handle on there is @sipsudsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You can also interact with the thousands of other fans on those social media platforms, and check us out on Instagram @SipsudSmokes or @MainManBob. Do us a favor, take the time to rate this episode 5 stars. If you're listening to us online, that's a great big help to us, and we get your feedback as well. Well, I want to thank my co-host for being here today. Thank you, good old gal Denise.
Thank you for the fun and games. Loved it.
Yeah.
Loved
I think
it.
You're going to go for the 10-year-olds in the future, right?
I think I might.
Main man Maury.
I've always said she's a cradle robber.
Hey.
Thank you.
It is 2021.
Main man Brent.
It was always a pleasure to be here.
Main man Bob.
Always a good day.
Hey, thanks for joining us. Come back and enjoy another great episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes. This is good old boy Mike asking you to keep on sipping.
This has been a 110 Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.